This call is being recorded.
So, welcome back after a summer break. I hope you are all fresh and ready for some action. First topic on our today's agenda, named Consider Extending Hydra to Handle Long RDF Payloads, issue 199. GitHub.
Sure. It is true that I added this 199. That's the latest one. Although the header have been linked 187, 186 alternatives.
Yeah, there are several attempts to address this issue.
Now, listen. Without going into details of each one of those alternatives, I mean, I discussed this with Bergi, that is Thomas Bergwinkel. Mm-hmm. And in the end, we concluded that rather than trying to push that stuff into Hydra Core, I mean, that could probably be the first kind of extension that I kept talking about. And actually, the only thing that is really needed is the first snippet under proposed solutions. Can I actually make a link of that? Proposed. Not working, no. So if you open 199, the only thing that is really only necessary in Hydra Core is changing range class into range includes. And then make it clear in the spec that we allow alternative ways to for the expects. Hydra class is the built-in option. The other one probably would be Shackle, if we can start working on that eventually. Another one could be the whatever raw request definition in whatever form, which Thomas suggested should probably become a separate community group. But if the least we can do is just, like I said, get rid of range and instead have schema range includes Hydra class, and that's it. I will be then free to experiment with custom implementation, which we can then use, or anyone can, you know, experiment, and then we can collaborate to making a recommendation out of it.
Okay. So I will have to oppose having in mind the existing implementations and other specs on top of Hydra, but the question is, will be there any harm if we'll have both range and schema range includes?
Well, not to the unsuspecting consumer, because of course, if you don't enforce inferences, then the range doesn't really have much bearing. But if you are strict, then of course everything then becomes a Hydra class, which may not be entirely true. I'm not sure what the repercussions are.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly your whatever becomes a Hydra class, your Shackle shape becomes a Hydra class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but removing completely range probably will break other specs. I'm just worried, for instance, about the triple pattern fragments. I don't know the triple pattern fragments, so I'm not sure how it will be affected. And the question is, what will happen with existing implementations of whatever Hydra spec was, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago? because this construct exists in the specification for quite some time. And sure. This is a breaking change, a huge breaking change. And this is somehow an opposite to the approach I took in one of those pull requests that are linked. I suggested loosening range from Hydra class to Hydra resource, for which you oppose that we are losing some of the semantics.
I mean, for me, Hydra resource is. I mean, so if you want to keep the range, then we could mix them both, I suppose. Have range Hydra resource, because the resource is wide enough term to accommodate anything. But then the range includes is basically just a hint of so that, you know, it more of a human readable hint for implementers, saying that, okay, so I should implement that these are the known ranges, so I should kind of expect to have a Hydra class and potentially other stuff, but custom implementers are still free to extend that. So I think that range includes is somewhere in like on the spectrum of, you know, having a range resource and range class. It's somewhere in between. But then, I suppose I don't see why it wouldn't be Hydra resource also. Let me see what I actually reply. Well, that was February.
Let me just find it. Okay, so you've said I concur. The only issue I have with just the downgrade is that we'd completely lose any semantics. Replacing that with range includes give back some of that hint of what kind of descriptions are expected. I somehow disagree, because an API will expect a resource, and the most generic appearance of a resource is, well, a resource. A class is somehow a specialization of that resource. The resource meets some requirements. So I think we won't lose too much of the semantics. But I'm open. We just need to find a solution that won't break too much stuff and will make the vocabulary still easy and developer friendly to use.
Where was that you just quoted?
Let me just copy a link.
Ah, okay. Oh yeah, pretty much what I just said. Just doing Hydra resource. Yeah, it can be anything then.
Yeah, but this is actually true. This is what we want to achieve. We want to make the vocabulary elastic enough so we can say that this API expects that and this API expects something else.
I mean, all right. I mean, that's okay. But then, having it both ways, having it downgraded to Hydra resource and keeping the range includes, what's the issue with keeping both?
Okay, this hybrid sounds interesting. So we would downgrade the range to Hydra resource and introduce range includes simultaneously with some hints.
Yeah, so for starters, it will be just Hydra class, but I guess in the nearest future, it would be Shackle Shape, and then okay. potentially import from a separate Hydra extension for the raw resource. Once we figure out what we want out of the extension.
Okay, I think we might have a winner. We just need to think it over what could get broken, but I think this sounds promising. From my perspective, downgrading the range from Hydra class to Hydra resource shouldn't break existing implementation because Hydra class is still a resource. Okay, some reasonings will differ, but still, I do not think we will break anything. And the range includes hints. Will probably provide some additional details for newer clients. So I kind of like it.
Okay. Please do.
I've got a question.
Sure.
So I'm trying to figure out what a completely generic console browser would try to do when it encounters that. And how would that work? Like, if I navigate with the Hydra console and I can see the documentation, I can see a UX built on top of the expect. And, you know, if it's an event, it's an event, fine. But if it's a file, I guess the UX would show something differently, because you need to have enough information to select the right file picker and automatically filter out the right file names, et cetera, et cetera, which I'm expecting a generic browser to do now.
So, well...
Yeah, go on.
Say again?
Go on. Let me type.
Yeah, what I think is that, you know, a completely generic browser is ultimately just an exercise going towards utopia, right? Of course, there's always something that you will not think of beforehand. What I think is that a generic client should at least support those of the range includes, so nothing really changes for the client right now. And with the open world, you can encounter something that you don't support at any time, really. If the server is not really that strict. And then, so it's then down to the completeness of Hydra class and the complementary ways to describe the payloads. And Hydra class is by far not enough to describe any possible request.
Actually, it's too narrow, I think.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, precisely. Then you have Shackle, but Shackle, I mean, pretty much the same.
But it still expects an RDF representation of a resource, which is not always true. An image is not an RDF representation, so.
Yeah, raw bytes. But of course, I mean, sure, I mean, you can go a long way. You can, then it's, we would have to figure out separately how far we want to go with describing non-RDF stuff. But the first step has to be changing the expects a little bit. But
okay.
I think it goes a little bit beyond just non-Hydra media types, because there's no fundamental thing that would prevent the description of the operation to say, well, I support an event class, but it actually needs for this specific server, this specific endpoint to be an N3.
Yeah, but still,
you know, it's the interaction of the operation is not necessarily tied up to the range. What I mean is that I may accept an event, a schema.org event class, but that specific server would only accept it in turtle format when you post it, because you need to be able to describe other endpoints that you may not control yourself. So not all of it is based on JSON-LD. So what I mean is that it goes beyond just supporting things that are not RDF triples. It means it goes and support different serialization formats over something that is either a set of RDF tuples or not.
Yeah,
but it's the same problematics, isn't it?
I don't think so. Maybe other way. What we want to achieve is to enable the vocabulary actually to describe that you can expect something else than RDF. Whether it is a turtle, JSON-LD, or any other serialization, I think it's other matter. I think it's more of a content negotiation. And I think we could, I don't think, the vocabulary does not allow you to describe what kind of specific MIME types are expected yet, but I think it's something a bit different. What we want to achieve is to enable you to describe that I can accept an event, so a resource, an RDF resource that describes a schema event class, but also you might want to say, okay, my operation expects a JPEG image, or my API expects, a Word document, which is currently impossible to describe. And what we want to achieve is to modify the specification so ultimately nothing gets broken in the previous implementations, and we will make it happen. We will make the vocabulary enabled for those scenarios.
I mean, I think Sebastian has a point, though. We have no way. So the assumption I make is that the server should support any RDF serialization. So if it says, give me a schema event, it can handle JSON-LD, turtle, anything else. Of course,
This is utopia. This is utopia.
Yeah, of course. It's just ignoring the potential issue. So we have no way for doing that. When we finally get down to what Y99 proposes and the other ones sort of also propose with the raw HTTP message description, then we can mix them together, saying that, okay, so instead of just Hydra class, I expect this kind of message where I accept certain content types, and the body. It could be, hypothetically, it could be that, okay, so I want this kind of body with turtle or JSON-LD, no other, and the body being a Hydra, a schema event. So it's like making the implicit in just expects Hydra class explicit, right? Kind of building around that structure.
Yeah, but I think these modifications probably are not against what we've already decided or not decided yet regarding this modification of the range, and range includes for either expects. We can always go further with creating, let's say, new constructs that will be still either a Hydra class or a Hydra resource that can fit into the range includes.
Yeah, sure. I'm just saying the requirement for the narrowing down on the supported content types can easily be solved by the generic non-RDF model.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
what do you think? So I mean, Sebastian, what do you think?
I don't have a problem with expanding it to Hydra resource, or whichever technical solution works better for backward compat. We don't use that. So I have no informed opinion to give on that. I do have an informed opinion on having a conversation about dealing with multiple media types and the resulting graphs. And I think that's an interesting conversation to have. I think it should be a separate spec for sure. But I do think that something like, I want to have a schema.org image object class, but I want it, I do accept an image slash JPEG as the media type. There is no fundamental disconnect between requesting an image as a schema.org image object, but saying that you accept direct binary send to that as an image slash JPEG. It's the same problem as sending the same RDF graph as a turtle or as JSON-LD. I think the two, what I was trying to lead to the interesting conversation about advertising media type negotiation capability is independent from the fact that it is an RDF triple or not. I think it's a separate problem. I think it's compound. That's what I'm saying at the operational level.
I would disagree with you saying that give me an image serialized, for instance, as a base64 binary within a turtle payload.
I don't think that's what Sebastian meant. My first thought is either upload an image or give me a link to the image, and the client would wrap the link with the schema image and then the content URL and send those triples, not the actual contents of the image.
Well, it could send the content of the image, but there can be a
I mean, not sure if schema image is the right example then.
Yeah, no, it's probably not the right example. But what I mean is that the content negotiation and the Hydra view of what an operation can accept are not necessarily connected to one another. And I think we can probably have that conversation in two different bits. One of them is how do you submit binary, but that binary doesn't necessarily, it's not the only problem. I still need, for example, to advertise that endpoint will only take this specific media type, but I still want it to be a schema.org person.
Interesting. Yeah, there's a whole swath of things. I mean, you did also mention a separate spec.
Well, I've been vocal about the fact that I would love for the spec to be as small as possible so we can call it done and move on to the next one. So anything that deals with extending core into a separate media upload or whatever and make that uh-huh. a secondary specification so it could be iterated separately from the main spec, I think would be useful.
Yeah,
like definitely. I think, yeah, if I could rewrite history, I would have done that for collections, for example.
Huh. Mm. Okay. I think collections is a very difficult topic.
Okay. Listen, let's
last for 4 years now.
Okay. Let's not get distracted. So
yeah.
Carol.
Okay. So yes, let me conclude this. I'll create a pull request that will just make this tiny change. It will downgrade the range and introduce a range includes with Hydra class as it is already as a baby step, so we can start working on other possible range includes values. Can we go that way?
Yeah, I agree.
I have no informed objection.
I mean, we'll start with the pull request, try to get feedback from other interested parties. Hopefully someone will, if someone would be affected, then hopefully they will speak up. And I would propose a second action item to maybe brainstorm or like decide on starting the second spec. I would say within the same community group, creating a new community group probably a bit overkill.
Great.
Okay, could you repeat, because I was typing.
I just said to create the second action item to keep track of, work on getting then the second step of the second spec off the ground.
What kind of second spec?
Yeah, spec for the non-RDF / more descriptive HTTP messages.
Why the second spec? Do you want to have this as an extension of a Hydra, or do you want it to be within the core?
No, not in the core.
Why is that?
Well, for the same reason that Sebastian just said, he would have created collections as a separate spec. This may be something that not everyone needs, and judging by how much time has passed, and we still haven't. I mean, there hasn't been that much action, so maybe it's not that, not enough people care enough for it. So it definitely sounds like an optional spec. And then with more smaller specs, I think it's also easier to, stay focused. Yeah,
what I'm afraid of, I wouldn't like to see many tiny Hydra dialects that will completely break, let's say, this utopia you've mentioned. It will break this generic client.
I think putting it in the core spec now will increase the churn on the core spec, but should that secondary spec stabilize very quickly and get everybody's approval, there is nothing that prevents you from moving it back into core. It's much harder, and it's much
no, honestly,
yeah, it causes more churn to extract it from the core than it is to move it back into the core. That's what I mean.
It's quite tricky, because if something will start to live on its own, it may be actually quite difficult to get it back to the core, because it depends on how it will spread. If it will spread fast, probably it will do more harm than good moving back to the original core vocabulary with this extension.
I mean, but what harm is it from spreading? I mean, if we build a spec which is not strictly Hydra related, like Shackle. So a description of HTTP, I mean, there is the HTTP vocab, right? But it's quite low level. We want something a bit higher level, which we can then use for Hydra's purpose. And I mean, what's the harm? And this is precisely the optional.
The harm could be, for instance, if you start this new vocabulary, it's with its own namespace and URIs, etc., and you will then want to move it to the original vocabulary and the original namespace, it may break stuff. It's not that easy. I remember the same thing happened with... there's an ontology named Good Relations, and there was quite a lot of time before the Good Relations and schema.org, which actually sucked Good Relations inside, were coexisting, and it was painful from the maintenance point of view.
I mean, okay, but if any kind of profit, I would not want this particular spec put back into core. Core is the core, and anything else should be an extension to the core. The core just builds the foundation, and if I were to decide right now, I would say never put it back into the core. That's the whole point of having the core and the extensions.
Okay, I'm not convinced. Okay, let's start brainstorming. It won't make any harm to start thinking about how it may look like. But I'm just worried, as I said, we'll fraction the whole thing, having core vocabulary quite unusable, and several tiny, or maybe not tiny, specifications around that won't fit together to each other.
Well, yeah, but we have the opposite problem of 7 years worth of churning of the core spec with people not really understanding what it is or wasn't or has been in the spec or has not been in the spec. And so we've got the opposite problem right now. The opposite problem of, oh, was that described? Was that documented? Is that in the spec? Is the spec? The suggestion is that core should be stabilized doesn't come from a position of purity. It comes from a position of Google is the biggest enemy of the Hydra spec right now. Mm-hmm. That's the way I feel about it. I fully understand what you're saying about breaking namespaces. I do think it's a matter of additional terms being deployed, and those can be as a separate thing while still being in the same namespace. They can expand to the same terms in the same namespace, just coming from different context files, so you can modularize it, which I think it's really about modularizing the spec process and the specification for humans, not so much modularizing the namespaces and where the terms exist.
That's an option, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's done.
Yeah, I mean, we have to start somewhere. So let's get this brainstorm. Let's see what other people think, and we'll decide how to proceed.
Okay.
So what I'll do on this one, I'll do an action on this one as well, which is to once the pull request is open, I'll put in a couple of the scenarios that we can support in Open Raster around content negotiation, media types, and what it would look like for us to publish. It might be easier for me to carry the whole idea of multiple media types, multiple RDF types being expected through different, yeah. I'll just put in some hardcore, raw down the metal scenarios of the stuff that we can do and see how that fits with the proposal. Maybe that would be helpful.
Okay, so let me just type an action. So you will provide some raw scenarios.
Scenarios of what Open Raster could be pulling out of its meta model to document both RDF with content negotiation and non-RDF with content negotiation or not.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Shall we proceed to another topic?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I should have added some links to the second point. But I did just mean to look at the latest stuff on the issues list. And one up there is 197, templated link cannot formally have supported operations.
Mm-hmm.
But that one was this on the agenda some time ago. And I thought that we were quite close to to close in this one.
Well, I was supposed to modify the pull request, which I forgot. My bad, sorry.
Maybe that's a quick win for today. Just make an action item and and then we maybe we can handle this one outside of that. I mean, before the next call already.
Okay, noted. Anything else you were thinking about when writing this agenda topic?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Some of them were from Angelo. Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, a lot of them are a lot of context to get up to speed. So I guess I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. We've only got 10 minutes left, so no point in delving into any one of those unless, you guys have something on your mind.
Okay, I don't have one, so we can proceed to the next topic, which is discuss pull request in example API repository.
Okay, so that's the test scenario thing, which I was going to update this week, but it kind of slipped my mind. There is this outstanding. I fixed kind of fixed the link problem. That's actually an interesting problem I'm facing right now. So I did sidestep it with the test runner. Because the problem is that in the test scenario, it says, put the link, it says expect link Hydra collection. And that's true enough. Hydra collection is defined as a link in the vocabulary. So it seems fine. And now the test is failing because the client, this is using my code. The client only considers links of an object on an object, only considers links which are, property Hydra link, but also supported properties of the classes, of the class of the object of the resource. And not really just, any random, any property that may happen on that resource, which could happen to be a Hydra link. And it's superficially simple, but then when you start to consider any possible entailments to where you can draw from, applying Hydra spec to the resources, it quickly becomes a rabbit hole. I created an issue for that on the client, but otherwise I just sidestepped the problem and said, okay, you want link Hydra collection. If the test process finds Hydra collection property on an object and it is actually a resource, linked resource, sure, it will proceed, just give a warning that I found your property, but it's not really, I didn't figure out it's a Hydra link, because I don't know how to make it really complete without just bumping into a multitude of edge cases.
I agree with you. Damn, I didn't type anything. What Heracles.ts does now, there is very simple range domain entailing piece of code that just tries to figure it out for each property, or maybe not for each, but most of the properties, on what is the type of such a property, whether it is a link or not. And this is the most simple simplest solution. Indeed, fully blown implementation should use possibly some kind of owl reasoner, but I do not want to go that way. So Caracas.ts implements very simple mechanism now. I don't think I will expand it any further, just to cover what the specification says. Collection is a Hydra link. I think there were some few more links defined. Search, I think possibly a few more.
Yeah, there's a few, and then you also have templated link. So you should really consider that in the end.
Which one again?
Templated link also.
Actually, templated link is not a Hydra link.
You sure?
Yeah.
But okay, doesn't matter. But okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, I will update the pull request on the app example to make it passing. Just like I say, currently it's mitigating the issue, not really solving it on the client level. But it's probably not important for you guys. I mean, yeah, for the test scenarios.
Yeah, I think there is no point in moving deeper into some kind of crazy RDF constructs. I think very simple range domain checking will be enough, or even maybe simpler, just a list of known Hydra links.
I think anything that doesn't start with crazy RDF dot 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 is a win.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be crazy, but keeping the RDF part, you potentially could, you know, you could try the referencing stuff. So you could say, okay, I see your property, and I can dereference it and see if it is linked. But then, of course, on node, but still a cost of the on the request. And close to unacceptable in the browser context. So it's even just embedding the Hydra context in the client so that it can always look it up, so hide it in the library, that also adds a bunch of bytes for the browser to fetch, right? So that you can easily do the entailments and whatnot. So probably the reason why I haven't done that just yet. I just mm-hmm. do some kind of entailments within the representation itself, so the actual graph, but do not pull in the Hydra spec itself. I mean, could be a flag, an optional thing that, okay, if you in Node you don't care, if because it would then just be a file on the file system. That could be a middle ground. But then you quickly get into external resources, I mean, external vocabularies, and then we had the discussion already. I mean, I'm actually kind of drifting towards implementing that behavior, maybe, like I said, maybe as an opt-in feature. But yeah, I've just had in another scenario also thinking that, yeah, maybe it does make sense to really fetch vocabularies on the fly and do stuff with them. But that's a completely separate discussion. Anyway, sure. I will just quickly, when we're done here, I will update the pull request, and if you want to have a second look just mm-hmm. on what it does and hopefully approve. Huh.
Okay. So from my side, because I have two or three actions assigned to me, I'll try to provide those changes as soon as possible, probably end of this week, because I have some heavy duty stuff ongoing. For you, Sebastian, I've started some time ago, the very beginning of the summer break, I started writing or rewriting Heracles.ts reference client C sharp. And so if you wish to check it once it's done or close to be done, so just give me a shout.
Okay. I have a talk next week in Barcelona on the stuff we've been doing with Hydra. And the next day I'm giving a workshop at progressive.net on building graph APIs. I think the name graph has become trendy, so we might as well reuse it.
Okay.
So yes, I think if someone had a bit of time early next week, or whoever wanted to look at the things I was thinking of showing and the multiple clients, multiple servers interactions that I wanted to build on top of Hydra, including our Hydra client code, which I'm hammering on enormously at the moment, then that would be great. Yes, knowing that I'm releasing something that is probably breaking the spec in about 1,200,000 different ways, but because of how the JSON LD spec is built, there's a limit to what you can actually achieve with limited amount of money. So, but yeah, if we could figure out if there's I should have a high level plan and beginning of a demo, beginning of the week. But if we can try it with consoles and with Heracles TS and Heracles.net and whatever under the sun that you guys are aware of could work, then we can figure out if I can put some of this stuff back into either the talk or the demo or the workshop or both.
Okay, sounds very interesting. I may be available for you mostly afternoon. So if you will need some help or whatever, just give me a shout or probably Tomas as well. Tomas has more time on Slack or on email or whatever. If you will need a conf call, just give me a shout as well. I'll set up everything and we'll have a chat.
Awesome. That's brilliant.
Cool. Excellent. Okay. Thank you very much then, guys. I think this is it for now for today, unless you have any. Else. That was the last topic on the agenda, but without Peter, who actually raised it, I think there is no point in discussing it.
That means that we're done, right on schedule.
Right on schedule. Okay, so thank you very much then. Have a nice evening. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers. See you next week, Sebastian.
All right, cool. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, Carol.
Bye-bye.